Everyone, thanks for coming out to the Ogilvy Day Stage on this last day of the festival. Our next speaker is Chad Moretta, author of App Empire. Chad is the founder of Empire Apps and co-founder of T3 Apps and Best Apps, three mobile application businesses that he created without a background in technology. As an author, speaker, consultant, and entrepreneur, Moretta's unique insight, experience, and tenacity have enabled him to make his businesses thrive, all while living the life of his dreams and traveling the world. It's a really interesting backstory. Please welcome Chad.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, that was pretty good. That sounded much better than what I was going to say. So I'm going to play you guys a little video just because I believe it's going to paint the picture a little bit better than I would myself. And then I'm going to do some question and answers for the end just because I'm so excited about the app stuff. I'm not sure if you guys are excited about apps and the money opportunities and helping your business out, but it's really important to jump into this game. And I'm crazy passionate about it. I'll tell you about my story. Here's a little video for you now, though.
Hi, I'm Chad Moretta. I'm here to tell you about the accident that crippled my left arm, forced me to give up my 80-hour work week, and turned me into a world-traveling, one-hour-a-day working millionaire. The good news is, you don't have to have an accident like mine to get the same easy, wealthy lifestyle. In fact, it's easier if you don't. But first, let me tell you how I got there. 3 years ago, I was driving home on the interstate from an NBA game in Charlotte. It was late at night, and I was exhausted from working so much. My life was an endless work day, and much of it was the same mind-numbing tasks day in and day out. I was about 30 minutes into the drive, reflecting on my life, when out of nowhere, a deer bolted in front of me. I hit the deer and my truck spun out of control, hitting the median and flipping over 4 times. The next thing I remember is the sound of ambulance sirens. I woke up screaming in agonizing pain. My left arm was completely crushed, so badly in fact, that the doctors were trying to decide whether it was too risky to even attempt surgery. The only thing they were 100% clear on was that I would never be able to use my arm for anything important ever again. Now, I'm not talking about most arm injuries where you can't lift weights for a little while or play basketball. From my elbow all the way to my shoulder was completely shattered in 1,000 pieces. All the muscles were completely ripped out, and it seemed as though I would never be able to write, type, or even pick up anything again. I was essentially one-armed. And to make matters worse, it was my dominant arm that was destroyed. I lay in the hospital bed, defeated, not sure where my life would go, wondering if I even wanted to live to find out. Between the excruciating physical therapy I had to endure and being confined to an oversized lazy boy, all I could really do was text or surf the web from my iPhone. I was in a dark place and had pretty much lost all hope
when a friend visiting me gave me a magazine article titled App Millionaires. He said, "Since you have some extra time, I thought you'd like this. This could be the light at the end of your tunnel." The article was on how people were making money selling apps for smartphones like iPhones and Android phones. At this point, I didn't even know what the heck an app was, so I was beyond skeptical. It turned out that an app is just any program you download from the iTunes or Android stores for your phone. It might be functional like a flashlight or a calorie counter or just a fun game like Angry Birds, even tic-tac-toe. I immediately disqualified myself and said, "That's interesting, but I don't have any technical skills. Heck, I can barely operate my darn phone, and I'm tied to this hospital bed for a long time." He said, "Do you have anything else better to do?" I made a joke, "Yeah, what I need is an app so I can do this for my phone. I can't even use a computer," and pointed to my crushed left arm that was now being held together by titanium rods. That's when he pointed to a tiny line in the article saying, "Some of these entrepreneurs don't do any programming at all and run their whole business completely from their cell phones." That's when I became hooked. From that moment on, in between the painstaking physical therapy sessions, I was on my phone looking for more information on this strange new business. It's funny how much simpler this was than any other money-making method I've looked into before the accident. I had been interested in internet marketing at one point. There was always a reason why I couldn't do it. I didn't know how to make a website, but mobile apps don't rely on websites. I didn't know how to write sales letters or articles, but apps generally just had small paragraphs as a description that anyone could write. I didn't have $10,000 to start my business, and I didn't know how to distribute my products. But apps can be developed cheaply, and Apple handles all the distribution. I now had no excuses. Not only was this something I would have killed to know about a few years ago, it was now the only thing I was physically capable of doing. I suddenly found a new purpose with my condition and began making my first app. Long story short, in a couple months, I started making some money. I never touched a line of computer code and outsourced all the development. Thankfully, super cheap because I was $100,000 in debt with all my hospital bills. It turned out there are entire systems set up to help people like me and you, aka the computer illiterate. This is why you see successful entrepreneurs as young as 9 years old and as old as 80 creating apps. Apple took care of all the technical details, so I didn't have to really worry about anything besides deciding what I wanted an app to look like and what I wanted to say about it. I could even clumsily draw on a napkin with my opposite arm what I want the app to look like, take a photo of it with my phone, and then send it off to someone that would turn it into a reality. This means that when my app hits the market, which I don't even have to upload or submit myself, it automatically shows up when someone is browsing the App Store and they just click yes to buy. You don't even have to take out a credit card. They are just 3 clicks away from paying me, which made this easier than any other type of online business I had ever heard of. Once I figured out this system and how to do it quickly, the money just started pouring in. Today, I'm a different man, and my free-flowing lifestyle has become everything I ever imagined it could be. This past year, my business cleared $3 million from just my iPhone apps alone. I live where I want, I travel all over the world, and I don't even have to be on vacation to do any of this because work takes so little out of my day. Just in the past year, I've gone scuba diving in Fiji, I've heli-skied in Canada, and hiked all throughout Australia. I only work about an hour a day, and most of it's just checking results for how much money I made or touching base with programmers with a quick text. The result of it is me playing games on my phone as market research. I can even check my sales online at coffee shops with the push of a button. My goal is to get you there too as fast as possible. And don't worry, you're under no obligation to go visit a million countries in 6 months if you think that's tiring. For some people, that's the dream. And others, they just want to be able to hang back and spend more time with their families or even just sleep in as late as they want. The point is to have the freedom to decide what you do, when you want to do it, and who you want to spend it with, without money ever being an issue. So here's what I have for you.
Okay, now I'm done. See you later. Goodbye. Just kidding. So this is really the premise of my book, App Empire, that I wrote. You know, starting from the situation in the hospital, not really having any technical skills or understanding, you know, what this new business of apps were. I put everything together with the book, you know, from that vantage point, and I'm very excited to share it with you. And I want to ask, you know, if you guys have some questions. So anybody that has questions about the business or where to get started, I'd love to get your feedback, and I'd love to get where you are right now. I'm sure everybody has an idea for an app. How many people have an idea for an app right now in the room? Okay, so everyone has an idea, but there's reasons that they're not going forward with it. And I want to make sure that I close that gap for you. I'm able to connect the dots because I had the same exact excuses that most people do when I was laying in the hospital bed figuring out I'm not a technical person. You know, I had a real estate company and I didn't really have any way of using a computer because I had one arm, which is here, by the way. I'm able to use it today. So all the doctors said I could and I'm able to use it. So I'm pretty excited about that. Thank you. But yeah, it's important for me because, you know, apps are so big right now, you know, and apps are crazy. And a lot of people stop because they don't have that technical skill. And a lot of people here are obviously tech backgrounds, but they still stop because they can't find developers or they can't find the information that they need. And in the book, I pretty much lay out everything that I did. And, you know, I fell on my face a bunch of times. It wasn't the easiest thing in the world. But I kept going forward, and I found out kind of the dummy's way to get through it without a, you know, technical background at all. So I'd love to get some feedback from people on where you're at with your app idea and questions that you have on how to monetize it. Because apps are more important not just for, you know, making money like I did traveling around the world, but also if you have your own business, right? If people have their own business in here and they want to augment their business, they want a way that they can actually you know, monetize their list or monetize their message, because as you know, people are jumping into apps for convenience, you know? So websites, people using computers, that's great, but in about 3 years, 80% of all people browsing the internet is going to be coming from their phone. So it's really important that you understand that, understand that apps are such an important vehicle for your business. You don't have to travel and kind of live like a madman like I have the last few years, but just start thinking about your apps and start taking those steps so you can, you know, become aware of this business, because it's hot. It's hot right now. So any questions from anybody? Excuse me, do we have a microphone at all we can give just so people can hear? Just want to make sure that everyone hears your question.
Thanks. Hello. Check. Yes. So we're building some apps and things like that. We've kind of hit a wall when it comes to marketing apps. We have them online and in the store and everything, but it just seems that it's really, really hard to get it out there to where you can start getting a lot of sales and things like mm-hmm. that.
How are you marketing currently? So what are you doing to market your apps?
You know, we've got different partnerships with things. One of them seems to be working well because we actually have the app promoted on a like product that's actually in the store.
Okay.
But, you know, it seems to be that that's because these are in Walmart and things like that. But
yeah.
The problem is Walmart is not necessarily the techiest type of, nor is the market that we've got this app built for.
Right.
So it seems to be, you know, we want to go where do as the Romans do in Rome. We want to advertise this. So
yeah.
That seems that we press releases. Would we buy media or something like that? You know, that's where we're really struggling.
Cool. Yeah. So for me, I jumped in the same mindset. So I was in real estate. I've owned a bunch of companies, and I thought that I could do PR releases, I could find different ways online to market my apps. But the biggest thing, a lot of that I haven't found to work yet. So what I've found to work is to build an app network of free apps that push traffic to the app that I want to promote. So I'm not sure what your app is, but if I was you, I would start out with doing a couple free apps and looking at the market. What does the market want right now? So a tip for everybody, if you want to get involved, start looking at the top charts, you know, top free, paid, and grossing charts. Start seeing what some of these apps are and start making a list of some of the apps that you like, right? Even if your app is completely different than some of those apps, use those apps as vehicles. Maybe create one of those apps just for traffic that you can funnel to your other apps. Because we were doing, you know, we had weeks we were doing 300,000 downloads a day on one app. We take that traffic, 300,000 people, and push it to the app that I wanted to promote. You know what I mean? So that's the key, is getting out of the I haven't found much working on like Google AdWords or anything like that. It's basically figuring out how to get traffic for your apps and push them into whatever app that you want to promote. And using keywords, you know, the big thing with the title of your app is your keywords. That's the highest ranking keywords. So make sure that you title it something that the demographic is going to see, and then get your marketing, you know, done with the screenshots, your description, and then figure out which category. Is there any apps of yours that are similar in the store right now? No? Okay. Those help a little bit, yeah. Yeah, so one strategy for you might be reaching out to some YouTube reviewers and get them virally spreading some stuff. A lot of people will do that. They'll give a little review, and they'll throw it out to their group. That might be a good way for you. So
it sounds like your business is completely focused on Apple apps. Are you doing anything Android? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, so for me, just because, again, I wasn't a tech person, my theory was I want to master one first. And Apple being very streamlined and very simple, you know, it's pretty much, it's multiple devices, but it's really one size. And Android, you have different phones. It's a lot more difficult to code. And I outsource everything, so I still don't know how to update my apps or you know, I don't any developing at all. So I'm jumping into Android now. You know, it's a little bit different platform. I want to keep things as, you know, simple as I possibly can, which is master Apple, which seems the easiest. They have the best distribution. And as you know, the fans are raving. I mean, so Apple's not going anywhere anytime soon. So master that and then start to scale up once you have the apps down.
I'm just interested in some of the roadblocks that you had in the beginning, mm-hmm. and how did you deal with them?
I had a ton of roadblocks, yeah. So my first one was, well, I kept saying I wasn't a technical person, and I didn't know how to find somebody that was, okay? And I think a lot of people are there. Just hiring somebody seems to be a big issue for people, a big pain point. So I got lucky, actually. I was speaking to somebody that right for me is from India on a body cast, and somehow on morphine, stuff like that, I started getting creative in the hospital, writing out my app, you know, my idea. And the next thing I know, I'm like wiring money to India, not knowing what the heck is going on. So it was kind of a, you know, a lucky start for sure. After that, I had difficulty, though, finding people, right? So if you go on to Odesk, odesk.com, it's a great site that you can go on and find developers. And I would say stick to teams, because if you're a newbie, you don't want to stick to one person necessarily. Because if you get sick and I'm working with you, then, you know, I'm scared because you have all my code, you have all my resources. So make sure that you maybe, you know, start out with a team until you get familiar with it. Odesk is nice. There's Elance as well, because they can actually rate. You can see how many jobs they've done for people, because we all need certainty in this business, right? Especially if you're new. And once you jump in there, you have that certainty with them, then you interview them. I do a Skype interview, and I get comfortable with them. I start asking them, you know, is there anybody you can refer me to? Can I talk to some people you've done work for? It's important when you do that, though, to sign an NDA. You know, make sure just a standard NDA to protect your idea, because you don't want to start going on saying, I have the best idea in the world, and start telling people about it. But it's easier than you think. It really, really is. You can right now sign on to Odesk and start interviewing people and get your first app that you have in motion by this afternoon. Welcome. Take one of the back, an orange. Sorry to make you run out there.
So on what you just talked about with the NDA and working with other people, I'm kind of curious about what happened in terms of your trust with them, how you worked with them, and particularly I'm curious about, you know, your story sounds amazing, and you're kind of at the center of it where you have the ideas, you're driving it forward, you're outsourcing stuff. What are some of the things that you've done with the people that you've worked with the partnerships that you, where you found, hey, this is someone I really want to work with more? How have you kind of brought them in to help them feel more part of it? I mean, how much have you paid them? You don't have to share the specifics, but just I guess I'm curious about that. I kind of am working the numbers in my head to say, well, gosh, are you taking 10% off the top or are you taking 50% off the top? Just because I'm curious about, as a developer, how I would feel of someone bringing that idea to me, and then how do you work those relationships? It seems like you've done a good job of that. Just curious.
Okay, good question. Yeah, so I don't recommend, and a lot of people do this, they jump in with developers and take a certain percentage. So I definitely, I have full control over my code, and I own 100%. So I just pay them flat out. If you don't have money, so that's another roadblock where people don't have any money at all. And just to give you some example, my first app cost me $1,800. That was it, $1,800, and you know, we did probably about, I think, 4 million downloads from that alone. We've done roughly around 35 million downloads total. And the whole premise for me was creating this empire, because once I realized that the real estate world that I was working in, once I was in the hospital, I realized I had to be there to make money. I had to find a way to make money from something else where I didn't have to be there, which is why it's allowed me to travel all over the place. When you start introducing partners and developers and giving them a percentage, then in my opinion, you can get headaches. You know what I mean? So I recommend, if you have the money, do it yourself. Talk to them. I started learning how to scale my business after the first 8 months to a year, and I started hiring people, you know, where I came up with the idea and I had a project manager that outsourced it to my developers. You know, and I talk about everything in the book as far as having, you know, your designer, your programmer. I have all my resources that I laid out as I grew. You don't want to, you know, hire too fast, obviously. Am I answering your question? Okay. Any other questions? Bam. No, so I outsource pretty much everything. I have a project manager, and that's probably I have an assistant and a project manager. Those two are my key people. And the reason for that is because I've essentially trained them to go back and forth. Okay, so here's the thing. A lot of people, they think they have to develop their own apps. And you think about it, if you're coding for, you know, a day or 2 days on one app, I can get 6 apps done in that time frame. You know, we did 46 apps and I have no skill. And that was my competitive advantage, was just because I wasn't a coder, you know? So when you get to a certain level, I would say definitely get a project manager, have an assistant to deal with emails and stuff like that. But over 35 million downloads, I had 4 customer emails. That's it. So you're not dealing with a lot of customer service because you have these microtransactions. You know, it's 99 cents or it's free. You know, and if you give value, a lot of times people aren't going to sit there and say, hey, this didn't happen. Or if you have a bug, you just, you know, tell your project manager to talk to your team and have them fix it, and then they update it again. So, yeah, I don't really have a lot of employees just because you don't need to. There's not a lot of overhead. I work literally from my iPhone. I don't even really use a computer anymore, which you could see if any of you watch me set up my computer to show you the video. So, yeah, I pretty much just have that one person. I outsource as much as possible. And then the other key distinction is make sure when you do hire a company, because you have a designer and you have a developer. And I found it really important to have the same person doing both or under one roof. Because a lot of times you hire one person, and then you hire the other person, and they need to communicate to each other. And if they're from different countries, it can be very difficult. Yep. Did I outsource them? So in the beginning, I didn't have anything. Now I have, so my assistant is local. My project manager, I outsource. But I worked with him enough where I could trust him. So like anything, I test my team out. I have a certain, you know, time period where I say, okay, they get it. They understand what's going on. And, you know, I'm very fair to my people. So I have milestones based on our growth. I'll give bonuses to my people because I want to make sure that they're incentivized. And, you know, again, after going through a near-death experience, it puts a different perspective on things. And so my outcome is to have fun now, to, you know, be creative and have a really cool team that I can just enjoy things with. And that seems to be, there's less resistance there. You know, it gets fun at that point. You can really start building a really cool team. Now, I could grow and have a huge company and hire 100 people, you know, and be some of the big game companies. But for me, I don't want to do that because I value my time. I value my time more than I ever have. And so I want to do as much productivity with as little work as possible. Yeah, so about 90% of my apps have actually succeeded out of 46, doubled or, you know, a lot more than that revenue. The most successful I've had has been some Adrenaline Junkie. I've had some Fingerprint Security apps. I focus on, you know, so there's really 2 types of apps when you look at it. There's the entertainment-wise. Either can be games or just fun, you know, mind-numbing apps. And then there's utilitarian, so functioning. You know, people that want to, you know, use Yelp or stuff like that. I would say some of the failures that I met. So the reason that they were succeeding is because I didn't come up with my own idea. I would look at the market and I would figure out, you know, what are these apps? Who's the demographic downloading them? And I would download, and I still do this to this day, I download 20 apps every single morning. I did it this morning. I download the apps, I play with them, I start understanding what the user experience is, and then I write down, I say, okay, what is this app missing? How can I take this to the next level? You know what I mean? I never run out of ideas because the market's always there. It's always in front of me. That's why this business is very, very easy, and that's why anyone can do it. Because I'm not thinking, okay, this is an amazing app, it just came to me in a dream. I'm looking at the app store, I'm saying, okay, this is what's going on, how can I emulate it? And how can I take it to the next level? And by doing that, I read reviews, because it's very simple. If you read reviews, somebody says, this is a great app, but it's missing this, 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 and this. And then I just fill that gap. You know what I mean? In the beginning, the reason also it was successful is just because, you know, I hit that market fresh. And I started with strong keywords like security. Security is a very strong keyword for an app. And then I went off of that. And then once I started building my network, I started making... So here's another example. A lot of people, they'll build one app, and it'll work. And then they'll build something completely different. So my theory was, let me build similar apps that can relate to each other. So if you buy my app and you like it, I'm going to advertise this other app that you'd like inside of that. And then you're going to hopefully buy that one. And that's where my network grew. You know what I mean? And that's what I was able to get. Once you have a certain network, you can really advertise any of your apps and get it up there. I could do an app of a chair right now. If I have 500,000 people looking inside of my apps, I'm going to get a lot of downloads on that chair. You know what I mean? So that's really the premise, is getting that network up. Yeah, great question. Yeah, I'm very particular with when I hire people, and I spend a lot of time. I believe that's the, you know, hire slow, fire fast mentality. I go on, and I also use meetup groups and stuff like that, so conferences is great because you can find developers, and you can also find people that are successful appreneurs, and you can start asking them and saying, okay, who have you used in the past? Who do you like? That's probably the best way to do it. With Odesk, I go on there, and I look at usually categorize the best, the most volume that people have done and the best reviews. So you get a good example of people that have done a lot of good work based on their reviews. And then once I do that, I take my top five, okay? I send them an email and I say, you know, I'm Chad Moretta. This is what I'm looking to do. I'm not going to tell them my idea, but I say I'm looking to create a entertainment app. You know, what experience do you have? And, you know, either here's an NDA to sign before I talk to you, and here's my specifications. And then once they respond, then I get them on Skype. You don't have to get them on Skype. For me, I love it because I get to read body language and see how people are and see if I trust you. You know what I mean? See, I'm going to ask you certain questions that are, you know, you're probably not going to get asked. Like, what's the worst possible thing that's happened with somebody that's hired you before? You know, like, what don't you like? And then once you feel comfortable with them, you can start getting quotes. And I typically, I'll call about 10 people, I'll interview them, and then I'll take five and I'll send quotes to them. And I'll get quotes on my app ideas after I've signed the NDA. And then I'll be able to see, based on those quotes, you know, how similar they are. Some are way out of the ballpark. Some are usually pretty low. And I don't spend, the highest I spend on an app is like $3,000. I do not want to spend a lot of money on apps. So again, my theory is spend a little, make a lot, and test the market out. There's a lot of people that they'll have an idea, they'll spend, you know, $25,000 on an idea, and they have no idea if it's even going to work. There's no other app like it in the marketplace, but they know people will love it. And I'm like, how do you know that? How do you know until you test it? So try it out, give it, you know, a couple $1,000s. If it does work, then add features to it. You know, make it exciting. Add in-app purchases to the model and give it more features and benefits and stuff like that and grow it based on that. But do not fire all your bullets at once and just kind of rolling dice in, you know, Las Vegas. Any other questions? Boom, bada bing. Nobody, huh? So is anybody going to grab apps now and then actually, you know, make some effort to look into apps? And I hope so. I hope so. Very, very important. Question or no? Just the fist up like you're going to? Awesome. Very cool. So check out the book, guys. I'm going to be signing it over there. It's called App Empire. And again, it's for people that have no technical experience, even people that do. It's just the way I went about it, you know, kind of falling on my face and learning certain systems. And thank you very much. Appreciate it.